The Coca-Cola Company presents Spotlight Review, starring Spike Jones and the City Slickers and Dorothy Shay, the Park Avenue Hillbilly, with Doodles Weaver as Professor Fiedelbaum, George Rock, and our guest for tonight, Buddy Clark. The people of Colorado invited Spike Jones and the City Slickers to their great state to study the business of mining. But Spike and the Slickers insist on making music instead of mining their business. Here they are with Sand. Thank you, music lovers. This is Spike Jones saying hello for the Spotlight Review from Pueblo, Colorado. Tonight we're playing for employees of CF&I, the Colorado Fuel and Iron Corporation. You know, my grandfather's been in the mines for years. In fact, the only book he ever read was Inside USA. It's always a pleasure to introduce at this time...
Mr. Jones, will you please make these guys stop panning me? They're always panning me. They won't leave me alone. All they do is go around panning me.
Who are you?
Oh, just a little gold nugget.
Don't mind him, folks. He grew up with his head in an olive bottle. As I was saying, it's a pleasure to introduce the gal you're all waiting to meet, the Park Avenue Hillbilly, Dorothy Shay.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, Dorothy. Tell me, how do you like Colorado?
Oh, wonderful, Spike. Colorado's got everything. You can go up the mountains and ski. You can come down to the lakes and swim. You can climb Pike's Peak.
Yeah, you can do all that and be back in the sanitarium in 2 hours.
So, did you do any sightseeing?
Well, in a way, I went to Colorado Springs for the baths.
Oh, how'd you like the baths?
Fine, but it would have been much cheaper if I had just stayed home and paid my water bill.
Well, you should have done what I did. I visited some of the mines and got a lot of mineral samples to take home. Silver, gold, and even a few precious stones.
I did too, Dorothy. I even bought a cat's eye ring from an old Pueblo Indian. He told me that if I wore that cat's eye ring, my house would be filled with love.
And is it filled with love?
No, it's filled with cats. I was better off with no ring on my finger at all.
Oh, maybe you are. But a gal I know isn't. She wants a ring on her finger awful bad. But no ring on her finger. Her rings are under her eyes. For she gave her heart to an orchestra drummer who vowed by the stars that he'd come back next summer. But no ring on her finger. Not even a ring on her phone. For just like his bass drum, he beat it. And she's all alone. With no ring on her finger and nothing but time on her hand, she soon fell in love with a man from the city who sold her some cold cream and swore she'd look pretty. But no ring on her finger, not even a half-carat stone. For just like his cold cream, he vanished, and she's all alone. Oh,
meet a leader who promised that right to the altar he'd lead her. But no ring on her finger, no plain golden band does she own. For just like the fumes, he escaped her, and she's all alone. And she's all alone.
We're apt to associate the conquest of the wilderness exclusively with covered wagons. But the great development of the West came only after iron and steel had been forged into railroad cars and rails, harvesting, mining, and building equipment, into fuel to make machinery go, and chemicals that play so vital a part in the production of everything from beads and buttons to paints, plastics, and paving blocks. All of these things, steel and wire products, coal and chemicals, are produced in the 9 plants of the Colorado Fuel and Iron Corporation. They help to make Colorado, which is 33rd in population, 9th among the 48 states in steel production. To you who mine iron and coal, to you who make rails and accessories, grinding media, wire and wire products, chemicals, and dozens of other CF&I products which serve the USA and the entire world, a salute from the workers who bring you Coca-Cola. Friends, many of us have been told the tale of William Tell, but the musical tale of William Tell hasn't been told. Featuring Doodles Weaver as the Telltale, we give you the overture from William Tell.
A beautiful day for the race. Citation is a favorite today. Stooge Hand is in there. Itching powder has been scratched. And a 20-1 Fiedelbaum. Now the horses are approaching the starting gate, and there they go! It's Stooge Hand going to the front. Cabbage is second on the rail. Citation is third, and Fiedelbaum. Around the first turn, it's Citation and Stooge Hand leading the pack. Cabbage is second by a head.
Cabbage by a head!
Little one at third, and Fiedelbaum. Into the backstretch, it's Beautiful Linda in front. Citation is second. Apartment House is third with plenty of room. Lady Evelyn and Fiedelbaum. At the half, Paradozier okay. Flying Sylvester close. Notary Sojack and Banana coming up to the bunch.
Banana coming up to the bunch! Did you hear that?
Around the turn, heading for home. Wichita Butts in front. Assault is passing battery.
Assault battery!
Rider fluid burning up the track. Pounding Paulson and mother-in-law nagging in the rear. And in last place by 20 lengths, I believe it is. Yes, it is Fiedelbaum. And here they come, down to the wire. It's Citation and Trajan racing middle. Paul Fritz, Stooge Hand coming up fast. And it's a race if I ever saw one. And they're really going. And it's a great battle. And you should be here. And Lewis leads with the left. And Lewis punches again. And Laurie Rose beats Pete Clark. And Spangler's there. And they're tearing hair. There's hair all over the ring. I don't know whose hair it is. It's mine. And there goes the winner!
Thank you.
bound.
Say, Spike, Buddy Clark wants us to go out with him after the show. Says he's got something important to talk to us about.
Yeah, well, let's find out what it is. Here he comes now. Ladies and gentlemen, Buddy Clark.
Thank you, folks. Hi, Buddy. Hello, Spike.
Say, Buddy, what's this something important you want to talk to Spike and me about?
Well, I was thinking that while we're here, we could utilize the scenery, the people, and the surroundings to make our own movie. I'll produce it, direct it, and star you and Spike in it.
Yeah, but listen...
Hey, Spike, that's a terrific idea. Can't you just see it? Our own picture, produced by so-and-so and starring so-and-so and so-and-so.
Yeah, we could be the biggest so-and-sos in the business. But what are we going to do for a story?
Well, I've got a script. Wrote it myself. Here it is. Now listen closely. The big scene opens with you and Dottie in a canoe. She's in the bow and you're in the stern.
Can't you make it a rowboat and get us both in the back seat?
Spike, will you please listen?
Yes, Spike, listen, please. Now, Dottie looks at you as you paddle along and her eyes seem to say...
Come to me, Spike. Come to me, my love.
Then I drop the paddle and make for it.
No, you don't drop the paddle.
Well, why not? I could buy a new paddle for a dollar and a half.
Will you wait a minute? Suddenly she leans forward, her lips parted. She holds out her arms and you...
Drop the paddle and make for it.
No, no, no. You're playing hard to get. After all, you're a steady slicker.
If I listened to you, I'd be the village idiot. When do we get to the big love scene?
Right now. The canoe is heading for a clump of trees, and suddenly one of the trees starts to fall. She doesn't see it because her back is to it. You don't want her to be scared, so you take her in your arms and tenderly whisper in her ear,
Timber!
Oh, Spike. Spike, you've spoiled the whole thing. Maybe we'd better let Buddy be the hero and have him sing to me in that scene.
Great idea. I'll be the producer. Then Buddy Clark can take in his arms and sing his latest popular recording hit, My Gal Is Mine Once More.
My gal is mine once more. The same old gal I married before. We're hitched again, and I made it plain. This time the brand is gonna remain. My gal is mine once more. She may be mean as can be. The second wedding showed me that she can't get along without me. Ring the church bells through the prairie. Ring the cowbells round the prairie. Found my darling so nice. I had to marry her twice and carry her across my door. She'll keep in line come shower or shine. The way she kissed me sure is a sign. My gal is mine once more. I have to marry her twice and carry her across my door. She'll keep in line come shower or shine. The way she kissed me sure is a sign. My gal is mine once more. ODA, ODA.
To make our picture a poor bellman, Buddy. Buddy Clark will be back for another scene in a few minutes. Right now, here's Bob Peacher.
There's a pleasant custom growing in offices and factories all over the country. It's the custom of working refreshed. During the course of busy hours, it helps to pause at the Coca-Cola cooler for ice-cold Coke. and go back to the job refreshed.
Gee, I'll be a big producer. I'll make...
Hey, excuse me, Mr. Jones. You remember me. I'm your loyal fan, and I heard you're going to make pictures, and I want to help you make pictures. And you don't have to pay me nothing, because I don't want them, and I'll help you write the pictures for nothing, and my name is Georgie.
Oh, Georgie, you can't write pictures. Gosh, sometimes I can't make up my mind whether you're a simpleton, an idiot, or a moron.
Got you over a barrel, ain't I? Well, can I just read you my weekly poem before I go?
I wish I was inside the barrel. Go ahead, read the poem.
Okay. To Spike Jones, if you should produce a picture, I hope it's a grammar, and that you'll use as your heroine, Hedy Lamarr. Because a girl like her, you'll be safe and sound with. Instead of those homely ones you run around with. And don't act in the picture. Please listen to us. You got shaggier eyebrows than John L. Lewis. Your kisser on the screen would be momentous, because your jaws always look like a pair of parentheses. I thank you.
I never know whether he's got braces on his teeth or he's smiling at me through a mousetrap. But now the love interest in our picture. Dorothy Shea sings, "I Don't Know Why I Love You Like I Do."
I don't know why I love you like I do. I don't know why I just do. I don't know why you thrill me like you do. I don't know why, you just do. You never seem to want my romance. The only time you hold me is when we're dancing. I don't know why I love you like I do. I don't know why, I just do. All day long you're asking me what I see in you. All day long I'm answering, but what good does it do? I have nothing to explain. I just love you, love you. And I'll tell you once again. I don't know why I love you like I do. Gee, I don't know why, but I sure do. I don't know why you thrill me like you do. I don't know why, but you do. You never seem to want my romance. The only time you hold me is when we're dancing. I don't know why I love you like I do. I don't know why I just do.
Wonderful, Dorothy. In any star-studded cast, the name of Doodles Weaver is synonymous with fine acting. His most recent assignment was the head man in the picture Adam Had Four Hats. Here he is, Doodles Weaver, as Professor Fiedelbaum.
Thank you. Thank you. Spike Jones' recording of Chloe inspired me so much that I shall sing Chloe tonight. I believe I'm in voice. Chaotically in voice. Music my two pips if you don't mind, Chloe. Eh?
Chloe, Chloe, someone's stalling, stall one summing, winter's coming, I'm a bumming, no.
Maybe I better start again.
Someone's calling, no reply. Nightshades are falling, hear me sigh. Chloe, Chloe,
between my ears. No brain.
Oh, no.
Meet his eyes. Empty arms outstretched, keeps crying. Through the knack of blight, I'm an awful sight. Things don't look so bright. Where is Horace Hite? I know Horace Hite's brother, Gesundheit. That's like a spoon. I've got to go where you are. If it's wrong or right, I've got to go where you are. I'll roam through the Swazzle Dimpland. Dimple Swazland. Swample Disland. Swamp. Boy, this act is bogging down.
Bogging down!
Searching for you. For if you are lost there, let me be there. 2 to 1. 1 to 3. No, 4 to 5. No. 2 by 4. No, 8 by 10. No, 5 by 7. Hold it. That's the pose. Now we've got it. There's the picture. I know all about pictures. I played the part of the springboard in Helldivers. Through the smoke and flame, I've got to go where you are. Do what you do, see what you see, then I'll be happy. It takes a happy man to sing a happy song. It takes a happy man to sing a happy song. Wrong act. Ain't no chain can bind you, because the chains will burn up. You're a chain smoker. If you live up by your call, it's loving me. Me is loving call. Where's the pool hall? No. That reminds me, you know, lots of people wonder why I get so mixed up on these words. Well, the night before the broadcast, I sleep on a pool table, I get all balled up. And Beetlebum, I've got to go where you are.
I was afraid you were going to find her there for a minute, Professor. Our picture wouldn't be complete without some of the Indian legend for which this country is famous. So Buddy Clark, Dorothy Shea, and the Slickers give us Cherokee, Past the Peace Pipe, and Pale Moon.
Child of the prairie, your love keeps calling my heart.
Temper's getting the top hand. All you gotta do is just stop and pass that peace pipe and dance in their hats like Choctaws, Chickasaws, Chattahoochee, Chippewas do. If you're feeling mad as a wet hen, mad as you can possibly get, then pass that peace pipe and bury that tomahawk like those Chickamix, Cherokees, Chipotepex too. Don't be cranky, try to use a little restraint. Hold that hanky and wipe off all that warm paint. And if you find yourself in a fury, be your own judge and your own jury. Write that apology and dispatch it. When you quarrel, it's grand patches. Pass that peace pipe and bury that hatchet like the Choctaws, Chickasaws, Chattahoochee, Chippewas do. Like the Choctaws, Chickasaws, Chattahoochee, Chippewas do.
Thank you.
This is Bob Petrie speaking for the Coca-Cola Company, saying, whoever you are, whatever you do, wherever you may be, when you think of refreshment, think of Coca-Cola. For Coca-Cola makes any pause the pause that refreshes. And ice-cold Coca-Cola is everywhere. Now, here's Spike and Dorothy.
Well, friends, it's time to say a reluctant goodnight for the Spotlight Review. Thanks to Colorado Fuel and Iron Corporation and their progressive president, Carl W. Myers, for making this visit possible. Right, Dorothy?
Double check, Spike. And say, have you made up your mind about pictures? What are you going to do, produce them or act in them?
Well, I think I'll act in them. Well, the other night, you know, I took my girl to see Randolph Scott in the picture Albuquerque. And she said I had a much better looking map.
Than Randolph Scott?
No, Albuquerque.
Oh.
Good night, folks.
Good night.
And next week, when you're on the job, may we suggest that you work refreshed. Don't miss next Friday's Spotlight Review with the Delta Rhythm Boys as guests. Be sure and listen next Sunday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Saving Time when the pause that refreshes on the air presents a brand new summer show featuring music and artists of Latin America and Europe. Nestor Chavez, the Mexican tenor, will be the guest star, and the program will feature Los Panchos. During the coming weeks, Spike Jones and the City Slickers will visit Denver and Salt Lake City. Starting June 10th, Spike and the Slickers play 2 weeks at the Flamingo in Las Vegas. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.